Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 2nd. Joining us this morning, certified public accountant and certifiable public accountant, Bill McCauley.
Yeah, I don't know which of those statements is more accurate, but...
We'll leave it up to everyone's personal discretion.
There you go. How you doing, Brian?
Okay, you're sounding a little lusty today.
Yeah, it was... I've kind of had it for a little over a week. It's been, It was more bothersome before.
So, I see.
Now, so I just have my deeper, more sultry voice.
Oh, I see. Okay, you and Winston both, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to be the soprano.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not going to matter because I'm not going to be singing anyway. Why do they say that? There's one that I missed here earlier on that I think might be appropriate.
Uh-oh.
Arkansas toothpick. What is the reason a Bowie knife, or Bowie knife, depending on how you want to pronounce his name, is described as an Arkansas toothpick?
I don't know.
It's because the natives of Arkansas were long considered by persons of surrounding states to be extremely uncouth. So uncouth that they used a Bowie knife to pick their teeth.
That's great.
Not that there's a reflection on anybody in the studio this morning.
So you want me to take? You want me to get my penknife out of my mouth?
Yeah,
I don't have a Bowie knife, but you know, or a Bowie knife.
Yeah.
Or whatever. However, we're going to go with it.
Oh boy! So what's keeping you awake at night?
Well, just trying to cope with as we get more and more information about the new tax law. Trying to cope with that. As we, we're finishing up extension returns right now. October 15th is a big due date, and all the individual tax returns that were on extension are due by that date. So we got through most of the entities, but we're now working on the individual returns, trying to get those completed and out. And then we're going to be focused on, understanding, making sure we understand the new law, can do year-end planning appropriately, gearing up for another tax season.
Is there starting to be some stratification or clarification of the tax changes, or at least the implementation of what was talked about last year?
Yeah, some of it is getting. We're getting more and more clarity as we move along here, but we still have a lot of pieces we don't fully understand, and that's a bit disconcerting. Just from the standpoint that we want to make sure that, particularly as we get towards the end of the year and we're trying to help people understand where we think they are from a tax planning standpoint, and are there things that they need to be doing, there are still some holes out there that make it challenging to answer certain questions, and we're hoping that those will get filled relatively soon. There is the Inspector General... TIGTA, the Inspector General for Tax Administration, has also just recently announced that they're concerned. They're an oversight agency. They're kind of a...
Watchdog-ish?
Yeah, kind of watchdoggy for the IRS. And watchdoggy. That's pretty bad.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah. They're a bit of a watchdog over the IRS, and they're indicating that they see a delayed start to the filing season in next year, just because of the IRS is running behind on keeping up with on integrating the changes that need to be made in the system. So we're seeing we may have a delay. TIGTA thinks there's a good likelihood for a delayed start to the filing season next year.
3 months out, they're saying things are behind. That doesn't bode well for 3 weeks out.
No, it doesn't. But there's a lot of complex changes. And, it's interesting just because we've got these tax law changes. And for Californians, they're federal changes. They're not California changes. California is not conforming. And so when you have, so we're going to need to do a tax return. People are going, it's going to be easier for you next year. Maybe for federal in some cases, but actually we still need the same information we always needed to do your state income tax return. So it becomes anyway, and there are some of these pieces of the law that are pretty complicated. So
the federal changes.
So it's gonna be It's going to be an interesting thing. It's not, you know, not necessarily, you know, even, you know, a federal return might look easier, but the state return is going to be just the same. So it's, in anyway, it's not going to necessarily be.
It's frustration.
Yeah,
is what it sounds
actually
like.
What we're hearing is the within our profession, and other tax preparers are preparing their clients for fee hikes, and so. You know, that's a
from the state level, from the feds,
no,
with the reconfiguration.
No, I'm talking about professional fee hikes.
Oh,
for doing the tax
more
work.
Time
yeah,
for you guys to be able to walk through
than doing the returns. We haven't done that analysis yet. We're concerned that that might be the case. We're definitely spending a lot of time on continuing education this year and a lot of money, but it's going to be we'll see.
Yeah.
who
knows, because at least from what you've shared in the past, December has not been a time of sanguid seas. How's that for a
not,
word? Huh?
Oh, nice. Well
yeah,
said.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's been very, very tumultuous. Well, okay. Yeah. So if it's all going to hit the shore at one time, who knows what you're really looking at?
We don't know. We've got an election in November. There's a lot that could stir the pot one way or another between now and the filing season. So there's a lot of things we don't really know. And a lot of things will become more you know, better known over time. And, you know, worrying about things that you can't control is not necessarily mentally healthy.
Causes you to lose hair. KINS News time is 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio, easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Billy, so if the feds are saying, hold on, we're not sure yet, we're kind of dragging a little tail here, but at least we know it's our tail that's dragging, okay.
Yeah.
How does that allow you and those who are in the situation to try to do some planning to be able to plan?
Well, It's a challenge, because you end up having to make assumptions, and then it's our responsibility to communicate to our clients we're making assumptions here. You know, some things we were able to do planning early. We could see what the tax law changes were. We could see that making some strategic, making some recommendations to clients to make some decisions, that they were able to achieve some savings right away. Those things, matter of fact, the tax law last year passed in the middle of December. I spent between Christmas and New Year's on the phone. I called, I got a list. I went through, I came in on Christmas when I was off, and I went through my entire client list, and I identified the profile of people that I thought that there were specific action steps that could be taken. I made a spreadsheet, and then I began calling. Some people I couldn't get a hold of, because as fate would have it, between Christmas and New Year's,
they were out of town.
They weren't around. So
shocker.
Those people, I was typing emails. Now, I created a body of an email that conveyed some of the information that I could cut and paste a little bit. But ultimately, every one of those had to be customized. So all that stuff took, and basically, I did that. And, that was just a
scramble.
That was just a scramble just to do some things, because things had to be done by December 31st. Then, after December 31st, we began looking at in January, we began taking classes that were offering opinions about how the you know, how the new law was going to work. And we started looking at saying, okay, December 31 is behind us. We can no longer retroactively plan in most cases. So now we're looking ahead to say, what can we do? Well, there were some things that were pretty clear that we had certain clients that fit profiles that would be like, this is going to be a clear win to make this change. So we would then say, look, we think that you ought to consider making change X because we think that's going to result in you having more qualified business income. And when you have more qualified business income, we think you're going to get a 20% deduction for that, which means if we change this income from this nature to that nature, we're going to actually pay tax on 80% of the income instead of 100% of the income. So, you know, some of those things were
motivational moments.
Some of those things were easy to do. And so we did those things. And we've also been talking with clients about other things. So this isn't, you know, but some of those bigger, broader strokes were easy to take. The problem is now we're getting to where this is normally, you know, once we get past the extension due date, we kind of get into a tax planning season where we spend a lot of time. Clients bring in their records through the end of October. We kind of look at them, see where they're at, and say, all right, based on that, this is where we think you're going to be at the end of the year. This looks good. This looks, you know, maybe you want to consider, you know, some choices. And the challenge is going to be fitting that in and understanding exact, you know, you know, we still are making some assumptions about how the qualified business income is going to work and in what situations it's going to be allowed, where we get that 20% pass-through deduction. So those are the kinds of challenges that it's not unheard of in this profession to have to deal with uncertainty. The key is we just have to communicate and say, look, you know, this is our best. You know, this is a recommendation we're making based on some assumptions. These are the assumptions we're making.
Best guess.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But I mean,
yeah.
We had people, we took classes in January, and there was discussions about certain provisions of law. And I took a class from one instructor, another one of my partners took a class from another instructor. And both of them were saying different what their opinion when the regs were finally going to be written is it was going to be the temporary regs. It was going to be, both of them had opposite opinions. So
one said red, one said green, huh?
So you know, you got your foot on the accelerator and the brake on that because you don't know to go or stop. And those are challenges that aren't, you know, they aren't unheard of, but it is interesting because a lot of this stuff isn't as clear cut as it might be, and there's still some questions about congressional intent that'll hopefully get resolved at some point.
So what are some of those broad stroke things? Are you talking 90% is pretty much understood and in agreement, and it's the last 10% that fine-tuning things, or are there still some rather large chunkies that are out there that could really cause opportunity or cause some panic?
Yeah, there's in some cases, we know almost everything we need to know about an area, but there's a little piece missing. So that's not 10% that's missing. It's 1% that's missing, but it's still an important little 1% of the puzzle. In some cases, there's still some questions about qualified business income. I'm going to start taking classes on the topic just as soon as I get past the extension season. I kind of suspended them until we got the new regs. The new regs came out in August, so now the instructors should be incorporating. I mean, I've read broad-based interpretations of the regs. I have an understanding, but now I want to get where people are in and are really talking about it. And so and we're going to see more of that and be able to interpret that better. There's still some areas out there that potentially could be significant. The AICPA, which represents the CPAs, is asking for clarification from the IRS on several areas.
It's 8:30.
Community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill McCauley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Billy, looking at some of the basics that are in play, where are the changes? Let's just presume that everything else is kind of status quo and isn't that big. What are the opportunities for individuals? What are the opportunities for businesses as the guidelines, not rules, but the guidelines currently are being interpreted?
Well, from the individual standpoint, there's a couple of things that it's going to depend on facts and circumstances, how this is all going to play out for an individual. Everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. One of the things that's happened was that federal tax rates were decreased. And so as a result of that, somebody who had everything the same in 2018 as 2017 could reasonably expect, in a lot of cases, that they're going to get a larger refund or have a better tax situation, owe less or have a larger refund. The challenge is they also modified the withholding tables and put those in place in February. In most cases, they were affected for February. And so what happens is people are having less tax withheld from their paychecks. And as a result, it may be that
the reservoir is shallower.
They may have already gotten those dollars back. And so if their expectation is, I'm going to get a bigger refund, that may not work out that way. You may end up with a smaller refund, depending on how things all pencil out in your case, because the tables are super generic. They're not customized very well for people with different situations.
If you've maxed out, or I guess it's the other way, isn't it? It's the golf thing. If you've got the least amount of deductions, pretty safe?
Yeah, probably.
I'm going from four to three. Okay, that's something you want to do. But if you're at one or at zero,
you mean with withholding exemptions?
Yeah, you can't. There's nowhere to wiggle, really.
No, some people will. Some people will adjust their withholding. There can be some room. You can add an amount. Use this table plus $75 a paycheck or whatever. There's different ways of accomplishing getting additional withholding in. But that could be a surprise for people. The other thing that is going to be a big change for individuals is the personal exemption has now been done away with, which was $4,050 per person in 2017. And dependent, and that's gone. But the standard deduction has gone up, and the standard deduction is now $24,000. Could be a little more depending on your age, but basically, let's call it $24,000. So in some cases, depending on what your itemized deductions were, let's say your itemized deduction, let's say you're a family of four, and so you had $16,200 of personal exemptions as a deduction in 2017. That's $4,050 per person for four people, plus you had itemized deductions totaling $15,000 that were allowed. So you got total deductions of about $31,000 for personal exemptions and itemized deductions. In 2018, your standard deduction is $24,000, but your itemized deductions now total $18,000, but your standard deduction is higher, so you're going to take the higher number. So now you're going to get a deduction of $24,000, where you maybe had a $31,000 or $32,000 deduction the year before. Now, the tax rates are lower, so that should help, but if your withholding came down, it may not. So the point is, it's hard to say. It's not a one-size-fits-all. The other thing that might affect individual taxpayers significantly would be this qualified business income, because in certain cases, if you have a rental, you may, depending on facts and circumstances, you may be entitled to avail yourselves of the qualified, the pass-through deduction, 20% deduction against qualified business income, if your rental is considered to be eligible for qualified business income. You may, if you made $10,000 in profit from your rental, maybe you're only going to be taxed on $8,000. So we have, you know, and we're still working through those rules, and we're getting to know them better and better. And I expect by the next time we get together, I'll be able to speak even more definitively about what we think the rules are based on the proposed regs that came out in August.
So it's more of a familiarization, or is it familiarization plus interpretation?
Yes.
Both of those are kind of quagmires right now.
A little bit, yeah. And so we're doing the best we can, and of course most of us, if you're a full-time person in this profession, you've probably got your head largely in your extension returns right now. So, you know, I wasn't sure
where your head was going to be.
Well, that's still an open question.
Yeah.
But you know, most of us are pretty focused on those extension returns. So I think what's going to happen is, as soon as we get past October 15th, I think the participation in continuing education on some of these topics is going to jump back up. I mean, we took these classes early in the year, and they kept saying, well, we don't know until we get these regs. And then they kept throughout the year saying, we'll take another class. I'm thinking, why would I take another class? You're just going to tell me wait for the regs. So. So anyway, now's the time, and we'll be doing that.
Kind of game on right around Halloween,
right?
To get an idea of where things are.
Sometimes November's kind of quiet. You know, we tend to try to take care of administrative projects in November because it tends to not be our busiest month. But this year we may end up being busy early with planning stuff. It'd be fine with me. I would like to. You know, I usually like to get a day or two off between Christmas and New Year's, but, you know, last year I couldn't do it, and maybe I won't be able to this year too. But I like to try to get as much of my planning done before Christmas, because most people are busy and they don't want to think about it after Christmas anyway.
Well, and a lot of folks, I would suspect, I mean, if we're going to be able to react properly, we got to know what direction to go too.
Yeah, I mean,
during the consultation during the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, if you're doing planning right at the end of, you know, then it's really, you can do some planning with cash-based businesses and some other things right near the end of the year. It's harder on the accrual basis. So depending on the basis of accounting that somebody's operating under, you know, there may be more or less planning opportunities in that last week. But believe it or not, we do quite a bit of planning in there, trying to help people make decisions about go, no go on X, Y, or Z.
We're going to go. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to L.A. will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like L.A. is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. Final couple minutes this morning with Mr. McCauley. So we know what's known. The unknown is always kind of what leaps up and tends to grab you. Are there large question marks that are out there, or is it that, like that 1% that you were talking about? Not to say it's not a major impact for somebody, but overall in the grand scheme, is most of the tax stuff figured out or close enough to be able to start to work with?
Well, our national association has asked the IRS for clarification on a few areas, because one of them is the area of meals and entertainment. We talked a little bit off air about that, and that can be a bigger deal for certain people, and so we're trying to understand, is the disallowance of the meals deduction for meals and entertainment, and what about employees who are on travel status?
It's more like a stipend.
Yeah, and so those are things that and that can be a pretty material number for people, and so we're trying to make sure we understand what those rules are, and the AICPA has asked for clarity on that. We were also looking for some clarity on expenses that will be allowable for estates and trusts. Estates, trusts, and estates have a very steep tax rate structure, so they get right into the heavy tax rates. So we tend to want to manage the income in estates and trusts to the degree we can to not get into those heavy tax rates so quickly. Some of the things that have historically been deductible for estates and trusts look a lot like miscellaneous itemized deductions that have been disallowed under the new law. So we're trying to get some understanding about that, because that's going to be potentially costly for some of our clients.
Well, and those can be big numbers too when you start talking trusts and estates.
It could be in some cases. So those are the, you know, those are the kinds of things. You know, as on the business side, we're starting to get more certainty. You know, as we have this qualified business income concept nailed down, things are going to be easier.
Well, hopefully folks will be tuning in next month, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a little bit more of
that
it'll stuff.
Be election day.
Yeehaw. See everybody then.